Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Bitcoin Made Simple podcast. I am your host, Corey Tusick. And on this week's episode, we are going to talk about the Bitcoin price a little bit, actually, because it's ripping right now. Last I checked, I have no idea what I did with my phone, so I can't check the price. I don't know where my phone is. That happens. But yeah, talk about the price ripping. Last I saw, it was close to 48,000. I'm going to talk about being a bad Bitcoin evangelical. Because I could be better at that. And then also, just talking about the culture of waste. And I'll get into that a little bit.
The culture of waste is getting a little out of control. I'll get into that. But before I do,
I want to tell you to get a BitBox O2 hardware wallet, go to bitbox.swiss/BitcoinMadeSimple. Use promo code BitcoinMadeSimple to get 5% off. Also, go to Movies Plus. Go to mymoviesplus.com. Use promo code Corey, C-O-R-Y. You'll get 1 year for $24. And right now, you can check out the new film from Robbie Starbuck called The War on Children, from Robbie and his wife, Landon. They made the film together. It's a controversial topic, so hot button issue, but I mean, it's definitely a documentary that's well made in a conversation that's worth having. So I hope you guys check that out and enjoy it. Because that's what this world's all about, is sharing ideas and having thoughts and conversations and constructive conversations, which we've really lost. I've noticed it would happen in the Bitcoin world a little bit, that people would just get turned into like nasty culture, like, you know, just like people throwing jabs at each other. And I don't think it needs to be that way, personally. I think we could do without that. But you know, people are going to be that way. And I mean, part of it is warranted because there are bad people, lurking, and they will lurk around the Bitcoin space and they will try to take advantage of people that can't afford it. And you know, that gets into, I guess I'll save those other topics, but that gets into a little bit of my thoughts on how I'm a bad Bitcoin evangelist. Because I was talking to somebody that I do some work with. I won't say who, because I mean, it doesn't matter. But they're just not there on Bitcoin. I mean, they like understand why I think that, but they're really surrounded by a lot of shitcoiners. And so he's like, you know, like Bitcoin can't do all the things, all these other things. And I'm like, well, like, sure, there's some things that Bitcoin can't do that a shitcoin can do, but you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I just really don't want to have this conversation. And I noticed them being a bad evangelist. And I think it's because, you know, people bring up all these arguments, and I realized those, like, none of the arguments matter unless you're talking about one specific thing, and that is whether or not this is going to be. Sorry, I heard some noise outside. There's like, it's really confusing me. I thought it was coming from the camera, but no, it's coming outside. Maybe I'll just close this window. And there we go. Noise is gone. Really, the only point that we have to share as a Bitcoin evangelist is that Bitcoin is about sound money and uncensorable money. And other than that, that's all that matters. Because I kept going, like, you know, it's like, well, you know, Bitcoin, I said, well, you know, you want things with certain things will be on layer 2, layer 3, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, they're available right now on these shitcoins. So, you know, why wouldn't they do that? And I was like, honestly,
was like, that's when I got, I was like, these all have a token attached to them, right? Every project has a token attached to it. Yeah. What's the point of the token? Like, well, you know, hopefully it goes up in value. And when it goes up in value, some, what are the people that pre-mine hold the tokens ahead of time? What are they going to do? Well, they'd sell them. Bingo. That is why, right there, I was like, that is why I'm diametrically opposed to doing anything with shitcoins. Because the goal is to dump something that doesn't have value onto unsuspecting people that have no idea what they're buying and take advantage of them and take their money. And I just don't drive with that. And I know a lot of you in the Bitcoin world are in the same boat. We all agree that that is not really what we're here for. I did get a little bit of my Bitcoin evangelist back, because I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, Bitcoin may not be able to do all the things that people want technology, but those other things that you want just need to be technology. You know, Bitcoin doesn't need to be an app that does everything for you. Bitcoin doesn't need to be a video game. Bitcoin doesn't need to be anything other than what it is. All the shitcoins, they can do whatever they want. If you were, you know, people would make games with shitcoins, and you're like, yeah, if you were doing it just to trade, you know, like if you had a token, it was almost like a Magic the Gathering type thing, or Dungeons and Dragons, like tokens that you can share, and they're like one-to-one. But no, the point is for them to go up in value so that you can dump on retail. And that is the problem. And that's why Bitcoin only. Because Bitcoin removes the incentive to scam people, because Bitcoin can only be acquired by providing value to others. So that's why, and a lot of people that are in the shitcoins, they're not scammers. You know, they just maybe don't know. Like I said, honestly, a lot of people just, they haven't explored it enough, and that's fine. You know, but I'm just telling you from my experience and my exploration into this, that's what is going on. So anyways, Bitcoin price. You should get Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Go to bitbox.swiss/Bitcoin Made Simple. The Bitcoin price is ripping, like I mentioned. Are we going to get to an all-time high before the halving? Probably not. And this isn't me trying to be a price speculator. So please, as always, this isn't financial advice, and do not buy Bitcoin with money that you can't afford to lose, or don't spend money on Bitcoin that you are not willing to sit on for the next 4 years. If it's money you need in the next 4 years, then don't put it into Bitcoin. Give yourself some breathing room. The Bitcoin all-time high before halving, I don't even think that way, because I'm like, whatever, you know, it's fine. But it did hit me that, like, wait a minute. Like, we're really not that far away from it. You know, we're like one mania phase away from flirting with it. You know, where like it becomes a FOMO moment and everybody starts jumping in and going for it. I don't think that's going to happen before the halving. I'm just saying crazier things have happened. You know, this can only be kept down for so long. And I'm really curious to see, you know, because you guys know that I'm getting into the Bitcoin mining world. A lot of things have, like, looking at, like, Bitcoin mining models, and, like, you're looking at, we're, like, playing some out, and you see that in the month of April, all of a sudden, the mining profitability, like the mining revenue, gets cut in half. Like, it's just the halving is so brilliant, and it's going to be hard for miners to exist in that price. For example, I know, like, just from public data and paying attention, you can tell, like, and I'm sure just actually probably more just guessing, I guess, is really what I'm doing. But when you think about how certain people mine and the rates they do, they would be losing money. They were probably losing money from, like, 25K on down. So right now they're making money at 48K. But once the halving happens, that those people that would be underwater and losing money at 25K, think about it this way, they're now losing money at 50K. So the price of Bitcoin has to be over 50K for them to be profitable. So how long are some miners going to survive? Like, I hope everybody does, except for the bad ones, but I hope they're all good ones. You know me. You guys get me. I am always in it for what's the best. Let's hope the best. Hope the best. And so I hope everybody is good, and I hope everybody can survive. But just saying, like, when the price dipped down to like 17,000, I know that there were miners like just getting crushed. Like, they had to have been. And so you think about that. If they're getting crushed at 17,000 at the current rate, that means that after the halving, they'd be getting crushed at 34,000. I'm not saying it sets a floor. I'm not saying the pricing, the halving is priced in. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just saying, not good. Not going to be a very... The price has to go up for the miners. I'd be okay with it going down, personally. I'd like to buy as many coins as possible. But yeah, that's my thoughts on that. And then also the culture of waste. So I tweeted this out on my Twitter, and said that... So Warner Brothers made this movie with the Wile E. Coyote called Coyote vs. Acme. And Will Forte's in it, a bunch of big names. And apparently, they're just, I think they made it for like $75 million or something, whatever it is they made it for. It was more advantageous for them to sit on the movie and take a loss. Like, the article said they're going to literally delete the movie so that they have a complete loss sitting on their balance sheet. It helps them tax-wise. And I was just thinking about this culture of waste. So now I tweeted out, Movies Plus tweeted out, we put a letter out to Warner Brothers offering to buy the movie Coyote vs. Acme for $10. Big spenders over here. It's kind of a joke, but also serious. Like, I would absolutely buy it from them. And I hope that we do something, because the movie, I don't want the movie. So the point being, I was like, you get, if you sell it to us for $10, you get the loss that you want. The filmmakers and artists and cast and crew, everybody gets the film that they made put out, and audiences get something to enjoy. Win, 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 in the Michael Scott sense. So we'll see. I mean, I put the letter out, addressed it to the Warner Brothers execs, and I don't know. We'll see. But it just made me think of the culture of waste we live in, like how much waste we have, wasted energy. And it's a lot. So, I thought that it was worthwhile, mentioning that as Bitcoiners, we're always looking at ways to minimize waste. It feels, you know, whether it's reducing flared gas by using it to mine Bitcoin or what have you. You know, we all see wasted energy. Like, I don't know if you guys ever do this, but I look at like the like lights on in a building that's empty. And I'm just like, God, so much energy that could be mining Bitcoin instead. Anyways, so before I let you guys go, I just wanted to ask for prayers for my mother-in-law. You guys know that she is not doing well. And over the last month, it's gotten a little bit worse. And it's just been hard. You know, we all hope for the best, but you're also coming to grips with reality. And yesterday I had a pretty rough day yesterday with a handful of things. And I was sitting there like, and she is like one of the couple of people that is always able to calm me down. She has an incredible knack for knowing whenever I need a phone call. And when I need to, I don't know, just be talk about something, reset my mind. And so yesterday I just thought I should do it while I have the chance. And it was great. It was so hard because I was holding back tears the whole time talking to her. Was just happy to be talking to her. And this is gonna be hard on my kids, my wife. This is just gonna suck. And there's nothing you can do about that in life. So still, you know, I mean, I'm always hopeful. You know, I send her different medications and treatments and things like, hey, you should check this out. Hey, you should check that out. It's just been like, she always held it like you didn't know something was wrong. You knew that she had the cancer, but you didn't know how bad it was. And now she's like getting a little weak and spending most of her time in the recliner. I mean, she's only 62. 62. And she's like literally the most positive person in the world. And so I hope, guys, if you can all say a prayer for Mary, that's her name. And, you know, hope for the best and pray for a miracle, honestly. I mean, I know we're not supposed to focus on this life. It's about the afterlife and being in heaven and unity, everything. That's what is important. But we'd also selfishly like to keep her here a little bit longer. So, you know, you could pray to, if you pray to saints, Saint Roberto Clemente. He needs a miracle to get canonized as a saint. So this would be a good one. And we've been, my family, my dad and I especially, have been praying to Saint Roberto. And just so you know, just being canonized means you're like officially recognized, but in the church, you are a saint when you die. Everyone is that goes to heaven. And just to give another notion out there, people always have this myth, but Catholics do not pray to saints. They ask saints to pray for them on their intercession, on their behalf, and take their prayers to God. So anyways, yeah, but that's what's going on there, and it's rough. And I'm going to try to make sure I can do every episode I can. But like 50% of this week, I just didn't feel like doing diddly-poo. Diddly-poo. Felt like garbage just because it's a weight, and you're just sad. But I appreciate you guys as always, and I appreciate the Bitbox O2 hardware wallet from bitbox.swiss, and I will talk to you guys later.